With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The National Conservation Council is preparing for its next general meeting, and there's a full slate of environmental issues up for discussion. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has the details.
The council meets Friday, August 7th at 1 p.m. at the Government Administration Building in Georgetown, and the agenda covers some of the biggest conservation questions facing the islands right now. Members will get an update on the judicial review over the control of feral cats in environmentally sensitive areas. It's a case the Department of Environment has said doesn't stop at its current cat control work. Also on the table, plans for new spear gun rules in 2027, following a decision earlier this year to cap licenses at 170 and to roll out funding in public education before any new permits are issued. Council will also review protected areas, including Ironwood Forest, the Brack Bluff Lighthouse National Park, and hear updates on the environmental assessments for the East-West Arterial Road Project and airport development projects. Other items include the Bat House Appeal, the NCA Section 41 Report, Cayman Forward, and the Little Cayman World Heritage Nomination Process. Anyone who wants to weigh in can email the council at conservationcouncil@gov.ky by Wednesday, August 5th. The meeting streams live on the Department of Environment's YouTube channel. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The full agenda can be found at conservation.ky. And the chief medical officer is highlighting Cayman's advanced testing as a new regional laboratory for antimicrobial resistance comes online. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf is welcoming the launch of CARFA's Antimicrobial Resistance Regional Reference Laboratory. She said the Cayman Islands' technical capacity for antimicrobial resistance testing is advanced, with established antimicrobial susceptibility testing that helps clinicians choose appropriate antibiotic therapy, especially for multi-drug-resistant organisms. Dr. Wolf said Cayman can now routinely surveil the genetic mechanisms behind bacterial drug resistance using whole genome sequencing, creating new opportunities for collaboration and better antimicrobial resistance stewardship across the region. Dr. Wolf said Cayman looks forward to continued collaboration in strengthening regional health security. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In regional news, new video shows the moments a missing North Carolina mother possibly entered the water near the resort she was staying in Grenada. 43-year-old Elizabeth Waddell went missing on July 22nd and was last seen walking on Grand Anne's Beach. The physical therapist was on a three-week vacation with a friend when she vanished after a swim. In surveillance video shared to YouTube by her family, a person appearing to be Waddell is seen walking near a pool holding a towel. Then moments later, she appears to walk near the water and jump in for a swim. Her husband says, quote, after careful and thoughtful consultation with family, local authorities, the U.S. Embassy and others here in Grenada, I joined the authorities in believing there was no foul play. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. Hamas says it's agreed to completely disarm following months of talks with President Trump's Board of Peace. The group said its weapons would be stored by a proposed new Palestinian administration in Gaza. Israel, which retains control of most of the territory, hasn't commented. It's now meant to start withdrawing. A senior advisor to the FIFA boss Gianni Infantino has resigned over the proposal to sell stakes in the World Cup and other competitions to private investors. Carlos Cordeiro called it a bad deal for football, questioning why FIFA would sell a stake in its most valuable asset when it had billions of dollars in reserve. Spain is sending dozens more police to its North African enclave of Ceuta, where almost 50,000 migrants have entered illegally from Morocco in the past 24 hours. The force includes divers, a boat and drones, after at least 18 people drowned trying to swim around border fences. Iran's Revolutionary Guards say they've struck two oil tankers attempting to pass through the Strait of Hormuz under the air escort of the US military. The IRGC said the vessels had been brought to a halt. Hungary's Prime Minister Péter Modrý says water levels in the Danube are expected to remain too low to restart the country's only nuclear plant for several weeks. The Pax facility normally produces nearly half of Hungary's electricity. The number of people confirmed killed in a huge landslide near China's southwestern city of Chongqing has risen to 51. A further 10 are missing after the disaster 2 weeks ago. BBC News.